if you do your study, you will discover that Methuselah's name, you know, in those days, they don't just give names anyhow. They don't just give birth and call the person anything. They will wait on God, and God will tell them the destiny of that child. And then they will now pronounce a name that encapsulates that destiny. So Methuselah's name meant an arrow, or a dart, or a spear. Methuselah, the literal meaning is man of the arrow, or man of the dart, or man of the spear. And then Methuselah is the son of Enoch. Enoch was 65 years old, and then he had Methuselah. And God gave a prophecy to Enoch and told him that on the day this dart, that is your son Methuselah, falls on the ground, that the flood that will destroy the whole earth will come. Now, we know that Enoch gave birth to Methuselah, and then Methuselah gave birth to Noah. So God was speaking to him prophetically ahead of time that this flood will come during the season of your grandson, which is Noah. And he kept a record and wrote down his prophecies. And God tells him, the day this Methuselah, which is a dart, falls to the ground in death, the flood of Noah will come. Now, it was that warning that he received from God that constrained him to walk with God. Enoch did not just get up one morning and decide, I'm going to be a holy and righteous God. Sometimes it takes visions and warnings. It takes the word of God for God to give you a picture that this is the season and time you are in that will now force you to make that choice. I don't want to be caught unprepared, was Enoch's response. And he kept that commitment he made to God. And he walked with God for how many years? 300 years. And God, because of grace, God, because of his mercy, knew that he has given a covenant to Enoch that the day Methuselah dies, the flood will come. So because of that, whenever it got to the time for Methuselah to die, God will look at the generality of mankind that were still living in sin. And God will say, I extend it by 5 years. I extend it by 6 years. I extend it by 5 years until Methuselah lived for 969 years. If you look at history, you will discover that the day Methuselah died, 1 week after the flood, the day that Methuselah died and his body entered the ground, a week after, not more than a week, the flood came and wiped out all mankind. So when the Lord says to me that we are in the season of Methuselah's death, and that this is what these blood moon tetrads that have been appearing, that this is what this last one will signify, I had understanding, and the Lord spoke to me by his spirit that once that tetrad touches the earth on the 28th of September, that he will close the window of grace. And the next thing that we follow will be judgment. And that if that judgment doesn't happen, he cannot get into the next dispensation of his dealings. Joel prophesied that there will be revival. That revival is going to come to open the door for majority that are wallowing in sin today to be saved. But the Bible says that unless God brings judgment, the inhabitants of the earth will not learn how righteousness. And in my visions, I saw calamitous events. How does God judge mankind? He will hit from nature, and then he will touch the leg of Satan that walks on earth, which is money. A big disaster is coming, because in the vision I saw a calamitous event that maybe gave birth to either a flood, an earthquake, and people were running helter-skelter. And then the economies of the nations of the world crashed and famine came. And the Lord said, that is what this blood moon that will come on 28th signifies. That is the end of an era. That is the end of the dispensation of his dealing with us in grace. Because we have always prayed, Lord, have mercy. And we go back to sin. But remember, Genesis chapter 15, verse 16. Until the iniquity of the Amorites comes to a full. And the Lord says we have gotten to that end. And that is why the nations of the world are making sin an ordinance. And because we are in the times of Noah, Nephilims are coming to the earth, fallen angels. In the vision I had, the dream I had on 28 August, I was sleeping around 4 a.m. I had a dream. In that dream, we were in a retreat, a place that looked a big place in a retreat. But in that retreat, we were in small groups, 7 people here, 8 people there, and we were sharing in groups, like a breakout session. And then the group where I was sharing, a young boy comes in, a very fine-looking young man, a German boy. The guy is European. I knew that he was German from his name. And when he entered our retreat corner, I discerned in my spirit that something was wrong with him, that he needed deliverance, you know. But because we were in that setting, I didn't want to say it to him harshly. I told him that if he would submit to deliverance, that it will open the door for what God has for him to unfold. And when I said that, he said, who will deliver him? I said, of course, the church, that there are powerful men of God here in the meeting. He started laughing. And then he asked me, say, which church? That there is nobody in the church that can handle what he's carrying. So I asked him, what are you carrying that the church will not handle? That this is not just an ordinary retreat, that there are anointed people here, and that the way we'll pray for him, we will put a ring around him, that demon must leave, or one party will give up. So he said, which man of God? I said to him, have you heard of people like Omar Okpai? When I said that, he started laughing. You know, the kind of laughter that will mock you. He laughed and laughed. He said, is that the best you have? So at that point, the rest of the people in my group now started asking him, what do you have that the church cannot handle? Then he told us, do we want to see what he has? We said, yes. He said, okay. He now moved back a little. Coming in front again, he became a dragon with 7 heads. Each of the heads had a different nomenclature, and they were all moving differently. And of course, you know what will happen when that kind of creature come into your midst. The brethren, everybody picked race. I mean, the thing was so fearful, distorted. So in that, this thing, I woke up sweating. You know, immediately I woke up, I knelt down by my bed. You know what we normally do? To cancel. Abi, to say it shall never be. I wanted to start, this will never. The Lord told me, keep quiet, keep quiet. I'm the one who has come to visit you to give you a message for my church and the nations. And he told me that indeed, what is on the earth today cannot handle what hell is releasing. And the Lord told me that the prophetic anointing on the earth today, that if he doesn't release what is in his heart to release, that the earth cannot handle it. Now, the Lord said to me that if the church can pray and cry to him, that he will release a dispensation of the prophetic anointing